song, and the preacher took a recording of that music, the notes, you see, and then the words to be saying.
That's fine.
I hadn't heard it. I don't want
to. That's fine. I see.
Well, now let's see what we're going to do. You want to explain as to how to make the splits, and that's all explained on here.
All right, sir. In you were explaining over here how you make the split.
Yeah. It explained on here. But the first thing in making splits for a basket is to select the material to make it out of. And it's made out of white oak and nothing else. Nothing more than that. I made one time a basket out of post oak, but just happened to be a happened so. They don't split like a white oak does. A white oak splits between the grains of a winter. This would, we'd say this is a winter growth and a summer growth there, you see.
Mm-hmm.
And you that hard growth is a winter growth. And you split in the summer growth. You divide it between the two.
See.
You see that?
Uh-huh.
You divide it between the two. And if you cross that winter growth, it'll break.
I see.
You've got to split between it.
And you've got to keep working around.
Work it around. Now, here's a diagram of the cut. And you're supposed to get a cut some 6 or 8 feet long without any blemishes, any knots, any scars, or anything, and practically the same size all the way down. If you don't, you'll have a wide-ended split, don't you see, at the bottom.
I see. You have to be that long.
Have to be that long, mm-hmm. Get it, because in making a basket, you've got to have one to go plumb around, except the top.
Uh-huh.
And then you've got to go around the rim at the top, which is the widest, the longest split that you'll have at all, you see. And you get all of them, and you find in the curves, and now you have to cut them out, you see, at an option.
Mm-hmm. How do you keep working down so that you're
all
the way...
Well, let me explain that now.
I see.
Now, here's the top cut of that, we'll say it's 6 or 8 feet long. Well, this is supposed to be the heart right around there, and it's no good. It won't work. It's brittle. It won't work, you see. Then you start... You got a diagram right here. You start here and cut the heart out, don't you see? To where the heart at all. Then this, you see, is all sap, and it's split up in splits. Well, you divide each piece half. If you cut down that narrow part of it, it'll run out and leave a narrow feather edge to that piece, don't you see? But if you divide the middle, then you just take it this way and just keep pulling. If you find one piece is getting stiff to the other, well, it's getting too much pull that side, and the other one will come back to it. You divide between those winter and summer growth, I'm talking about, if you're holding right. And you just keep on dividing and dividing and dividing.
You just keep working it down.
Lay it down. Now, here's a better diagram. You cut the heart out there, and you've got this piece of sap, and this is one piece of sap, and you divide it, don't you see? You cut it in two because it's too wide. You can't split it, it'll be around. You couldn't split a split around this circle, it won't split.
About how wide is that when you split it?
It's supposed to be about an inch wide. It makes a bit, I'll show you some directly. I've got out some. Mm-hmm. Well, then you see, you divide this piece here in the halves, you see, and get that. It'll split this way pretty well, but you've got to divide half to split this way.
Mm-hmm.
Split this way. Then you get down there, you take this piece and measure it over there and cut this edge off and that edge off, and you've got three blocks all the same width, don't you see?
I see.
You've got the same width. Then you work them up into splits just as long as you get down. And the bigger the sapling is, the closer the grain is.
Mm-hmm.
The smaller the sapling is. Let me show what I'm trying to tell you.
Oh, that's it.
This was made out of a little sapling about the size of your arm.
I see.
And you see why it's that way. And you can see why that I can't take one an inch wide and make it a pile, but all that work like that.
I see. Yeah,
that basket made 30 or 40 years ago.
It's beautiful.
I made from one of eight baskets.
Really beautiful. It holds up that long.
She took care. She thought a whole lot of it. Mm-hmm. And back then, the idea was to do things without nails and things like that. See, that's got a nail there, one. That's all the nails is in.
The whole thing, and that's square in the bottom, square in the...
Square in the bottom, and you see it. See how you twiddle across that way? It ain't over one and under one like that, you see. And you see those things come up there.